Extremely cold temperatures will be impacting the northern plains, portions of Canada's prairies, and the upper Midwest as we move forward through the next several days. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Temperatures tomorrow morning are going to be colder than this morning. We already have temperatures out there today running in the negative teens and some negative 20s. Tomorrow morning we'll likely see a few negative 30s starting to show up in Montana, but most of our region will be still in the negative lower 20s into the negative teens. There might be a few upper negative single digit readings in South Dakota and southern portions of Minnesota. But the coldest air is expected to settle in as we go from Thursday into Saturday. And those days, we will certainly see those afternoon temperatures staying below zero. And it looks like our nighttime lows will slip into some negative 30s and negative 20s across the northern plains. It will not surprise me at all to see a temperature extreme or two of minus 40 or colder out in Montana. That should stay to the west, though. We will not be seeing that kind of cold across our region, but it'll be cold enough. We'll expect those temperatures, like I said, to be in those negative 30s and negative 20s across portions of the region. The coldest air will be in the western Dakotas. The eastern parts of our region will see mostly negative teens and some lower negative 20s throughout this period of time. Afternoon temperatures are not going to get very warm either. As you already heard, we're going to be seeing those temperatures staying below zero in quite a few areas during the height of the coldest days, and that means starting tomorrow, I suppose we'll still be above zero in southeastern portions of South Dakota and southern Minnesota as we go through the day on Wednesday, but that's the last of such days. We'll be in the negative single digits at least on Thursday and Friday. Even some negative teens will be possible on Friday going into Saturday. The best news out of all of this is that the cold is only going to last for a few days, and next week we'll start to warm back up, and very quickly we'll find ourselves looking at temperatures that will rise near and above normal by the time we get to the second half of next week. Snow is expected to occur tonight and tomorrow ahead of the coldest air's arrival, and so we'll expect to see some light accumulations. A dusting upwards to 2 or 3 inches will be possible. We'll see increasing wind speeds, though, as that snow pulls out of the region, so considerable amount of blowing and drifting will likely take place as we go through the day on Thursday. The wind will likely stay fairly strong on into Thursday night. Going into Friday, some extreme wind chills are likely to take place. Some of those will drop down into the negative 50s, but mostly negative 40s across the region. And then as we go into the weekend, we'll see relatively quiet weather. There will be a chance for a little bit of light snow once again as we go from Saturday into Sunday. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.